On Thursday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and my co-host is back, Mr. Steel Roden. We are taking a look into day number 4 of the NHL 2022 playoffs, baby. Doing what we do, DFS targets, big time betting breakdown, of course, locks of the night, and talking a little bit of NHL news. There is a lot going on in the NHL world, and we'll be breaking it all down for you on today's episode. Let's go.
Your Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite and hottest podcast. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden. My man Steel is back in the lab. He is doing his thing on vacay, but still holding it down for y'all with the DFS targets, with the bets, with the picks. Thank you for joining us on today's episode, everybody, and thank you for making us your first listen every single day. You know where you can continue to find your hottest playoff coverage content and, of course, all the bets, picks, and DFS targets you need. Every single day, Monday to Friday, right here on the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Today's episode, my friends, we're back to doing what we do. Nightly picks, nightly DFS targets. There is some good opportunities to make a bunch of money right now. 4 games every single night, so make sure you are tapped in. On today's episode, we're doing it, baby. Picks, locks of the night, DFS targets, but of course, we need to talk about a bunch of different things going on in the NHL already. This is day 4 of the NHL playoff steal, and there is a lot to talk about, starting where I would like to start, with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think we're both hard on the New York Rangers. The Pittsburgh Penguins are having to deal with Casey DeSmith in the net. He gets hurt in game 1, and in comes Louis Domingue for a triple OT win. I don't know what you think, Steele, but if this series continues the way that that first game went, we are in for a wild one. That is for sure. But holy cow. Game 1 win, Louis Domingue in the cage. I don't know what you think about all this, Steele, but I'm already excited for tonight's game 2.
Yeah, there's a lot to digest in this series. I think the New York Rangers got absolutely robbed. That goalie interference call should not have been taken back. That was, to me, that's a clear-cut goal. Matheson's stick is trapped inside Kaapo Kakko's legs, and you know they determine that he didn't do enough to try to get out of the way. But to me, that's a little BS. That game was a little bit sloppy in the third for the New York Rangers. There were so many chances they could have put the game away. Mm-hmm. But for going into game 2, Pittsburgh is going to have a lot of trouble because you just said it. It looks like it hasn't been confirmed, but it looks like Louis Domingue's probably going to be in net. Ricard Raquel got absolutely demolished. He left the game. He did not return, and that looked like a head. That looked like a concussion kind of hit. Absolutely obliterated by Ryan Lindgren.
Yes, sir.
Look, we said it from the get-go. The Pittsburgh goes as far as that top line takes them, and that's what really took them in game 1. Jake Guentzel scores twice. Sidney Crosby, 2 apples. Brian Rust, 2 apples and a goal as well. They go as far as that line takes them, but with the way that it's shaping up right now with their goalies being injured, Ricard Raquel goes down. I think the Rangers might have the next 4 games, it looks like.
That would be amazing because I called the New York Rangers in 5, but I think really what the takeaway is here is exactly what you said. If it's not for Jake Guentzel, Sidney Crosby, and the couple of guys that you mentioned, it's not very pretty in the Pittsburgh forward group, and I think without those kinds of guys continue to perform like that, they really have no shot. But hey, we're talking about them having no shot and they're up 1-0. But we called Jake Guentzel as a playoff X factor for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he looked great two nights ago. I'm really bad with my days and my math, but that's okay. And at the end of it all, Steele, 70-plus saves from Igor Shesterkin in a losing fashion. That's a tough pill to swallow, which I expect the New York Rangers to absolutely want to file under G for gone and come out and pump the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. Stay tuned for Big Time Bets. We'll be talking about that. But yeah, if Louis Domingue has to be the guy, I'm sorry. That was a great tidbit there after the game of him talking about spicy pork and broccoli as his meal to get him through a triple. I love it. That's great for Louis Domingue. But if the Pittsburgh Penguins have to rely on that guy, my goodness, they are going to be in trouble. But let's move on to another series that I want to talk about before we get into DFS, before we get into bets. Capitals Panthers. The Capitals come out pretty convincing game one. And the other reason why I wanted to talk about this game is because Tom Wilson takes a pretty mean slash to the face. He did not return. He might be out for game two. If he can't go steal, I really do think that could be the crippling kind of energy injury that could set the Caps back. But look at what they do. Oshie, Kuznetsov, Ovechkin, the guys that have won a cup for them before, the playoff kind of studs. No one has more goals in the NHL playoff scoring over the last number of years. I think it was Ovechkin and then Oshie. That's a really, really talented forward group, I think, that people might be sleeping on. This game, this series has seven written all over it. I don't know what you think about that.
I think it goes to six games, and we talked a little bit about this before. I think people aren't giving the Capitals enough credit that they deserve. Vanacek played a really solid game one. I actually haven't seen the footage of Tom Wilson getting slashed in the face, so I'm definitely going to have to check that out after.
Check it out.
Is it confirmed that he's not back for game two, or it just looks that way?
When it comes to a guy like Tom Wilson and him not coming back to play that game, he almost comes back to play every time he gets hurt. You know, like he's a warrior kind of player. That's what's leaving me thinking that he'll be out. And it was also just like he was a bloody mess. So I think I haven't read anything today that indicates he will play, but I haven't indicated and seen anything that he won't. Either way, Washington has a very, very big opportunity here. If they can take two in Florida, they will be in business. But hey, that Florida Panthers team has so much talent that I don't think they're out of it until literally that fourth win is completed. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there, Steele. But at the end of the day, for all of this action, it is just super exciting. Playoff style hockey. It is the kind of stuff that gets me fired up. Make sure you do not miss any of the content coming your way from the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Make sure you are hitting that subscribe button every single time you hear us. We appreciate all that love. Steele, DFS targets, a bunch of big-time bets coming up. But where I need to go super quick, it's Athletic Greens. This is a product that I'm using all the time before and after the gym to keep me energized and healthy. What is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, superfoods, probiotics, everything you need to start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, and it helps you age with grace. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Thank you for making the Locked On. Thank you for listening, making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. And for your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this one right here. So like Flip said, if you haven't subscribed or followed us yet, make sure you hit the subscribe and you'll get the latest episodes. Four games on the schedule every single night up until the second round comes around, obviously. That Colorado game, Flip, pumped, absolutely pumped in the first period.
Yes.
5-0. The game finishes 7-2. Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon just doing what they do best right now. So I think that's obviously where I have to go with for my first selections. That game was just like, and you know, we were just talking about, you know, with the Pittsburgh Penguins with Louis Domingue. What's going on? We said it. David Riddickson for game one. It's gonna be quick. It's gonna be a quick and easy 8 days for Nashville, in and out of the playoffs. David Riddick gets 5 goals on 13 shots. And if UC Saros isn't back for game two, like, and you have to go back to Riddick, that's just, you know, there's going to be a lot of goals on Colorado's side. So I've got to go with Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, Gabriel Landeskog back in the lineup for game one, too. So happy to see him back in action. I'd probably go with those three guys.
Hey, Connor Ingram is the other option for the Nashville Predators. He is a 2016 third round pick, 88th overall, with three career games played under his belt in the NHL. I'm sorry, but if Big Save Dave Riddick doesn't figure it out, and I mean in the next period, this series is over. And we already kind of knew this series was over if UC Saros couldn't go. Yeah. But I think the Colorado Avalanche kind of heard the rumblings of maybe the Nashville Predators can make a little bit of noise and went, nah, dog.
No.
And they put up an impressive offensive performance. And let's just say I will be on the Colorado Avalanche again hard tonight for big time bets, because that goaltending situation in Nashville is poached. If David Redick has to go again, if Connor Ingram is the guy they decide to throw out there, I don't know why. Maybe, I don't know. This is going to be a very, very long night and a long couple of days for the Nashville Predators. There goes about 40 or 50 bucks in futures bets for me from earlier in the season. But that's okay, because we said it. Load up on Colorado Avalanche. This is not rocket science here, people. Watch hockey and you'll know that this Colorado team also got all their pieces back. Steele, Kadri's back, Landeskog's back, Rantanen's healthy, all at the right time. And now watch this team go, because we said it before with Matthews, now those guys all are rested. I know they were injured, but they had less track record on them this season. Watch them go now with a little bit of extra rest. Landeskog is also getting up there in age. He just got to rest, recover, and be ready, and now watch them go. We saw it happen with Kucherov last season. He came back and looked amazing. So I think you have to absolutely have a look at this Colorado Avalanche. Look for your DFS picks up and down the lineup. You could even find some value with guys like Andre Burakovsky and Arturi Lehkonen as well, Steele. And I don't know where else you're looking, but when it comes to tonight, I think you there's a couple of really, really juicy spots for DFS.
Yeah, you know, I usually kind of focus in on two games to choose for my DFS selections. I'm kind of looking at three of them and just kind of going with whoever's been solid so far. And I know that the Calgary Flames Dallas Stars game was a 1-0 game. You know, obviously Elias Lindholm got the only goal in game one. But I would go right back to that top line for the Calgary Flames, because even though it was a low-scoring game, I don't expect it to be like that for game two.
Me too.
Again, it's going to be another physical, gritty game. We already saw Matthew Tkachuk get into it with Raffle. So it's good. That's the expectation for a lot of these series. But we know how great Calgary is. We know that they did all the things right at the trade deadline to get up and down their lineup to get as much depth as possible. That's also where I'm probably going for my goalie selection as well. Because again, Jakob Markstrom led the NHL in this year with 9 shutouts on the season. And then he puts another shutout in game one again. So it's just like, he's too good right now. The top guys are too good. It's a physical game. So because of all the hitting, the penalty minutes, all of those add into DFS points as well.
Yep.
And to me, the second matchup you got to go with is Calgary Flames and those top three guys.
I like it, and where I'm going and where I'm going to go heavy tonight with the bets is the New York Rangers. I think that you will see a very big response in a game that they let slip away, in my opinion. They played better in the first 40, 45 minutes and really took their foot off the gas and let that top line of the Pittsburgh Penguins do their thing, which is at times hard to stop. But I'm going with Igor Shesterkin. This guy is a special player, the Vezina Trophy winner this year, in my opinion. I think that's not a stretch at all. That's his trophy. He is going to be on his head for a game that the Rangers cannot afford to lose. So I will be going hard with the Rangers in my DFS picks, and Shesterkin is definitely my target in the cage. And the last one I'm looking at, Steele, and I really don't think you can go wrong here, it's with the Florida Panthers' third line. Yeah. I've said it, and I'll say it again. Because even last night, and they didn't really have too much of an influence, they're buzzing around that net. They get their chances. You know, even with guys like Sam Bennett, who looked great last night, you can find a couple of studs to slot in there. And this Capitals-Panthers game, and big-time bets is coming up in a second here after Steele tells us about Bet Online. this Capitals Panthers game is the one that I'm pegging on this entire schedule as the highest scoring game tonight on Thursday. Maybe Preds Avs, because the Avs might put up another crooked number on old Big Save Dave. But Capitals Panthers, I think there's going to be a lot of scoring. And by the way, Steele, Tom Wilson, game time decision.
Okay, yeah. So I was also looking at the Panthers game as well. I wouldn't go with the third line. I would go with Claude Giroux, Huberto. This is a game where if you go down 0-2 and you have home ice advantage, especially going against Washington, where we know that Ovechkin can come out and kind of take over games, as well as Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie.
Yeah.
You need Huberto and Barkov to do what they've done all entire season and be the playmakers, be the guys on the ice, making the play, setting up your teammates, or just getting on the board early. Whatever you do, big hit, whatever it is, they need to be those guys in game two. And that's who I would go with. But for me, I like the Flames and the Avalanche right now. I think it's going to be a high scoring game for the Flames and Dallas Stars for game two.
Mm-hmm. And either way you slice it, the hockey has been amazing already. I'm all kinds of fired up for every single night. And while these first round series continue to roll out, you need to be hitting us up. Check us out on Twitter. We'll be putting out picks. Hit us up on YouTube. Make sure you are getting everything that you need to stack a little bit of money through the playoffs. This first round is going to continue to be hectic. Make sure you are stay tuned in a couple of seconds here for big time bets. Steele, hit us with some Bet Online.
Bet Online, they are your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including this year's NBA playoffs and the start of Major League Baseball season, which is in full effect. Let's go, Blue Jays. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sporting and wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. Bet Online, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcast, which also includes YouTube. So if you want to see Flip and my beautiful faces, go to YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day. And with all the playoff games, at four playoff games every single day, there's a ton of content, a ton of bets, and that's exactly where we're heading to right now. Big time bets. Flip, I don't know about you, but I haven't made a playoff bet yet just because the Wi-Fi has been very tricky where I'm staying right now. So
you.
I'm thankful that I'm back on for the episode today. Finally got the Wi-Fi going again, but I haven't been able to make the bets. But if I had been, again, I'm going right back to Nathan McKinnon. That would have been my first pick in that first game of him. And that's where I'm going right back to. Another anytime goal from Nathan McKinnon is my first pick. I think he's just a different animal in the playoffs. And, you know, it's funny because I just saw a picture the other day where it's like the life cycle of Nathan McKinnon, that he does great in the first round of the playoffs, can't get by the second best player, and then he gets kicked out. And then it just happens so many times. But I got to go back to Nathan McKinnon, anytime goal.
Yeah, man. And they like, hey, all things aside, Dave Riddick is still an NHL goalie, and this is the playoffs. So seven goals, in my opinion, I think they finished with seven.
It was 7-2.
Yeah. So that's impressive anyway you break it down. And this Colorado team is for real. They've heard the chirps, right? They've heard that they're not deserving of Stanley Cup favorites, first round exits, second round exits, whatever. And they're silencing the critics. And it was one game, but I really do expect them to come out and absolutely destroy the Predators again tonight. I'm taking the Avalanche on the puck line. I'd take them on the puck line, even if it was -2.5. I'm taking them all day. Even if it's two, I will take the juice, because I really do think without Juuse Saros, that's the backbone of the entire team. You know, we talked about Roman Josi. We talked about a solid bottom six that features Tanner Janot. An amazing power play unit, an amazing top line. It all clearly doesn't mean much. there's no backup in sight, right?
No.
There's no semblance of a goalie that can get it done for you in the playoffs. And that really is it and all that needs to be said here. Avalanche on the puck line, that's not my lock of the night. My lock of the night and my second pick both come from this New York Rangers game. I will be going Rangers on the puck line. I could see an empty net goal. I know this is the playoffs and there's going to be a lot of close games. Puck line bets get very bold in the playoffs. So the odd will be there, but I'm doing Rangers on the puck line. That's not my lock of the night. Lock of the night goes to Mr. Mika Zibanejad. I'm taking a Zibanejad anytime assist. He had two. He was a distributor. He is an important player on that New York Rangers team. And somehow, Steele, no one talks about this guy. And he is an elite playmaker and elite and a leader in that locker room. And I really do expect, with the team now down after what was a very, very difficult triple overtime beat, I think you'll see the best out of Mika Zibanejad. I think he will lead that Rangers team, put them on his back if he needs to, along with Igor Shesterkin. I see a big night for the Rangers forward group, big night for New York in general. Give me them on the puck line, and I'll take Mika Zibanejad for my lock of the night.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that, especially Mika Zibanejad being one of the, you know, difference makers for the New York Rangers. A great way to start game one, even though they lost the game. My lock of the night, I'm going back to the Colorado Avalanche. I'm taking Nathan MacKinnon anytime goal for my first pick, but my lock of the night is Cale Makar over 1.5 points. This guy is nice. Just absolutely ridiculous. He did everything pretty much for the Colorado Avalanche. He got a goal and two assists. I expected to get another high scoring game on the Colorado Avalanche side of things. And I expect him to be another difference maker in this game and get at least 2 points, maybe even three or four, depending on how many goals they score. Yeah. And then my final pick, I'm going back to that Panthers-Washington Capitals game. I think this is a game that the Panthers really set the tone and come out and be like, okay, you took game one, but we're not letting you take it again for game two. Sam Bennett, the top guys, Huberdeau, Barkov, they really are going to change the game. And I'm going to take the Panthers on the money line only, just because, again, I might actually take the Panthers on the puck line if Tom Wilson isn't in the lineup. But if he is, I think I might, play a little bit safe, just because my two other picks are player props. And it is difficult to, hit player props sometimes. So as of right now, I'll take the Panthers on the money line for game two against the Washington Capitals.
Tom Wilson game time decision is something that you need to keep your eye on, obviously, from DFS side of things. But he is that kind of energy guy. He's a top six forward, but he brings that energy. He brings the sandpaper and he keeps the other team honest. And hey, he was a factor out there in the first period. I believe he also
had a goal.
I'm pretty sure he scored as well. So there you go. He is one of those guys, Steele, that unfortunately, he runs his trap, but he is able to put up offensively. Yeah. He is able to contribute as well. Not as skilled as Brad Marchand, but the same kind of put me up, shut me up kind of player for sure. And a guy that when it comes springtime right now, he earns his paycheck as the kind of dude who makes a difference out there on the ice. So if he can't go, another kind of check mark on the side of backing the Florida Panthers, that's for sure. Anyway, you take a look at these games, people. This is the best time of year for hockey fans. So thank you for being here and thank you for making us your first listen every single day. Steele, take us away, brother.
All right. Just to remind everyone, my lock of the night, over 1.5 points from Cale Makar. The guy's an absolute, he's so good out there. Three points in game one. I expect him to get at least two again in game two. Flips, lock of the night, anytime assist from Mika Zibanejad. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. I love when we have the player props rolling. We do pretty well when we do player props together for our lock of the night. So pencil it in, lock it in, put your money down. This is the best time to be betting right now on NHL games. The intensity, the excitement, it just makes it so much better. I love it. Flip loves it. And I know you guys love it out there too. So thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. If you want more gambling advice, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't subscribed or followed us yet, please do so. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there, and it helps us out so much. So thank you for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. Enjoy the playoff atmosphere games tonight, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.
Beauty.
Okay. There you go.